from WBUR Boston and NPR. I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point. Lindsey Vonn is no shrinking violet. She earned her global fame as a champion skier with her strength and skill, yes, but also with her fearlessness on the slopes. But with fame came a new kind of scrutiny, not of her skill, but of her body. As she appeared at celebrity events surrounded by smaller, skinnier, famous women, she got to thinking about her own concept of what makes a woman beautiful. And she's taking what she learned public. This hour on Point, downhill skiing superstar Lindsey Vonn's message to other women: strong is beautiful. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Do you hear, do you need Lindsey Vonn's message that beauty lies in strength, not in calorie counting? Are we getting past the skinny Cosmo girl aspirations to a new ideal of beauty? We've all watched Lindsey Vonn ski. Here she was, Vancouver, 2010 Winter Olympics, toughing out a leg injury to win the gold medal in downhill here, beating her teammate and rival Julia Mancuso. With that win, she became the first American woman to get the gold in the downhill. Here was the NBC coverage of that race as she made it across the finish line.
Finish line is in view there. You see the stands. One big jump to come near the bottom here. Over the hot air, perfectly landed, down to the finish line, chasing her teammate Mancuso. Lindsey Vonn into the lead by more than a half second.
And here, Lindsey Vonn, after winning that gold in the downhill event at the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, in tears of joy.
I've worked so hard for this, and, you know, to finally be able to stand the finish, you know, with the gold medal is, it's so awesome. It's amazing.
It's a lot of work. There was the gold. Joining us now from NPR West in Culver City, California, is Ms. Need for Speed herself, Lindsey Vonn, the most successful American ski racer in history, male or female, two-time Olympic medalist in Vancouver 2010, right there, first ever American to win in the Olympic gold in downhill, one of only six women worldwide to have won World Cup races in all five disciplines of alpine skiing, downhill, super-G, giant slalom, slalom, and super combined. This year, she won her 20th World Cup Crystal Globe title, an all-time record among men or women. She's out with a new book. It's called Strong is the New Beautiful. Embrace your natural beauty, eat clean, and harness your power. You can read an excerpt at our website, onpointradio.org. Lindsey Vonn in Culver City, California, big time welcome to On Point. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to look at everything you're talking about here, but where are you in your athletic prep now or this coming season? Are you competing this winter? I know you had an injury back in February. Are you already on the slopes? Where's your sports life right now, Stan, Lindsey?
I'm getting ready for the season. We start, the first race is this weekend, but I'm not going to be doing it. I'm just doing mainly downhill and super-G this year, but I'll start competing in the beginning of December. We already went down to Chile for a couple weeks. I trained with the U.S. men and Norwegian men, so that was really fun. And, we'll be training all November at home in Colorado. And the season will start in the beginning of December for me.
You push the limits and have won a lot of races with pushing the limits. It's also taken a toll sometimes on your body. What about the knee? What about the racing body right now? How's it doing?
It's good, thanks. You know, I've definitely had my fair of crashes and injuries in my career, but I feel good. You know, I took some time off this spring and summer, made sure that I was 100% healthy after my tibial plateau fractures last February, and I feel great. You know, I'm strong. I really focused on my fitness. Maybe did a little bit less skiing than I normally do in the preseason, but I'm skiing fast. Like I said, I feel strong. I'm healthy, and I'm ready for another season.
You dedicate this new book, Strong is the New Beautiful, to those who don't think they're beautiful enough. Those who don't think they're beautiful enough. And the implication in the foreword that you write here is that that has included you. Really?
Yeah. A lot of people, even people that I'm close with, think that I am crazy for saying that. But it's just, I've always been pretty insecure. And, you know, I feel like I've always been different than other people. I'm bigger. I'm more muscular. You know, I'm just, as my friends used to say, I'm big boned. And, you know, I've never really been 100% confident in myself. I'm very, very confident, probably the most confident person you'll find on the mountain. But off the mountain, I am very insecure, and just, I don't know, I've never really felt beautiful enough.
Talk,
and
talk,
I finally...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I finally felt like in the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, that I've finally realized that I am enough. I'm beautiful enough, and I'm different, but I'm me, and I love that. And I'm just coming into my own at age 32.
Amazing. Talk about, if you would, that insecurity, because I think a lot of people, when they envision Lindsey Vonn, the first thing that comes to mind is your incredible skiing and all the power in it. But right behind that is Lindsey Vonn is a beautiful skier. And yet you're describing scenarios in which off the mountain, as you say, you hadn't felt that beauty. What kind of settings would put somebody like you into that zone of insecurity?
Well, I think, you know, I've never really been the popular kid. You know, growing up, I was always traveling and I never really fit in. I think having braces and a perm and bangs all at the same time probably wasn't helpful. So, you know, I didn't feel that great about myself growing up. But especially since the 2010 Olympics, since winning the gold medal, you know, I was kind of thrown into, you know, red carpet situations and, you know, being around actresses and models and beautiful people. And I just didn't feel like I fit in. You know, I felt like I didn't belong, and I wasn't really happy with the way I looked, and it made me question, you know, my weight and do I need to look a certain way to be in these situations. And it took a little bit of a hit on my skiing. You know, I started to, you know, watch what I ate more and try different diets, and you know, I ended up losing the World Cup overall title by 3 points that season.
Yeah.
And I think that had a large part to do with being insecure and not just accepting what I am and training as hard as I can to be strong instead of trying to be skinny and fit into this image that I thought I needed to fit into.
I mean, I guess you found some security now. You're photographed for the book naked with just ski poles. Now, naked, sort of modestly naked, the way you're posed here, but nevertheless, it doesn't look like the pose of an insecure woman. What is the body difference that you saw on the red carpet that made you feel that your own body was out of line with that ideal of what beauty is? And what's the different or new image that you're trying to promote here, Lindsey?
Well, I mean, I think when I look at myself on my own, I look okay. And then when I stand next to someone, you know, who I've always thought, you know, when you look at someone in pictures, you say, oh, they must be, you know, a size 6. And really, when you stand next to them, they're like a size 0. Mm. And
I mean, movie
so
stars
when I'm,
or celebrities.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What you think looks normal on TV is not in reality. It's so much thinner and smaller than you think it will be. So when I was actually standing next to these people, I was thinking to myself, wow, I am way out of my league. You know, I am 3 times the size of this human being. And, you know, it was just the size difference was startling. But now I don't really care. You know, I think, you know, over the past couple of years, I've been put into, you know, this kind of paparazzi, you know, where people are paying attention to my personal life more so maybe than my skiing career, which I don't necessarily enjoy all the time. But I've been put into this box and I'm supposed to fit into it. And I've with all the scrutiny, you know, if you continue to pay attention to it, you'll drive yourself crazy. And so I've just gotten to the point where I don't listen to anyone and I don't really care. You know, I'm different, I'm bigger, but that's gotten me to this point in my life. You know, my body has enabled me to win the Olympics, to win more World Cups than any woman in history, and I'm proud of that. And that's what that picture shows in my book. That's me being proud of myself and my body for what I've accomplished. And, you know, I'm raw, I'm naked, that's me. I'm not showing anything, it's not, you know, risque in any way,
but it's a muscular women's body that's accomplished a lot on the slopes.
Exactly.
At this point, when there are so many women and young women, girls involved in athletics and really taking that seriously, in the age of Serena Williams and everything else, is this really still an issue? Isn't already kind of out there that strong is beautiful, or do you think women still panic in front of some sort of skinny ideal?
I think it's out there that it's, you know, that we embrace it. And, you know, with Serena and many others, you know, strong is beautiful. And that's not a new concept. But it's still something that a lot of people struggle with. You know, being on my book tour and meeting so many girls, you know, in high school or, you know, middle school, they are all dealing with this, with similar issues where, you know, they're in athletics and they're not, they don't fit in. They're different body types. And it's one thing to say that strong is beautiful and we accept that as a society. It's another thing to actually feel that. And so these girls are coming up to me and they're really excited about the book and, you know, they have a lot of the same issues that I do and they're really thankful and excited. That's one thing that I think I appreciate the most of everything I've done in my career is getting that kind of feedback from those girls and hopefully helping and allowing them to be more confident in themselves.
Are you saying skinny is not beautiful? There's a lot of
No.
I mean, there's a lot of people out
My
there.
My sister is skinny. My sister could eat, you know, hamburgers every single day for the rest of her life, and she would still be, you know, under 100 pounds. And that is also beautiful. I'm just saying, you know, all shapes and sizes are beautiful. And it's, I think the most important thing is it's your perception, you know, of yourself and accepting yourself for whatever size you are. And that's the most important thing. That's the message is not that skinny is not beautiful. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that you are beautiful no matter what size you are.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. And we're talking this hour with downhill skiing superstar Lindsey Vonn about her sport, her life, women's strength, and women's beauty. She's out with a new book. It is Strong as the New Beautiful. Embrace your natural beauty. Eat clean and harness your power. Kind of a philosophy of embracing strength as an ideal form of beauty and also talking about how to live, how to be in order to go there, get there. You can read an excerpt at our website, onpointradio.org. There have been times when body image was a big deal to Lindsey Vonn. You might not ever guess that when you see her on the slope, just winning again and again and again with exactly that body. You might not guess it if you saw this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. She's in there, was in there, dressed only in body paint. That's just nothing except paint. It took hours for stylists to apply that paint and hours on a beach with a photographer. Here's a moment from a video of that photo shoot. Lindsey Vonn and Sports Illustrated Swimsuits Edition.
I wasn't really sure what to expect.
Voila.
When you see the suit on a hanger and then you see it on your body painted, I think it's a lot more beautiful than I ever imagined, so I'm very, very happy with it.
Perfect. Wait. Yes, okay.
We would definitely do this again. This was so much fun.
Strong body right out there in Sports Illustrated. Not shy, celebrating exactly what's there. Lindsey, lots of callers for you, if I may. Felicia is calling from Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, Felicia, you're on the air with Lindsey Vonn.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsey.
Felicia.
I just wanted to call in and really say thank you for bringing attention. I think in our culture, so often we sort of relegate women's bodies just to being, you know, either sex objects or for aesthetic purposes, or we put them in a category where, you know, their bodies are just for bearing children or nurturing or mothering. And it's sometimes hard to, you know, make people see that women's bodies are so much more than that. We're also, you know, we're functional athletes, people that work with their bodies every day, you know, like firefighters, athletes, people in the military, or even people, women with health problems, come to view their bodies as so much more than just, you know, for looks or for bearing children. And I really appreciate you bringing attention to the fact that, you know, it's not just about one or the other. Like, there's so much more to women being well-rounded humans, and that our bodies are for so much more.
Lindsey.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and I totally agree. And that's what the book's all about. You know, it's about understanding your body, you know, how to treat it right, and that your body is more than you might expect it to be. You know, our bodies are capable of so many things. You know, I've been through so many injuries, and I've really learned to appreciate what it's capable of doing. You know, if you take care of it right, it can accomplish so much, and you really should be proud of your body. and what it's able to do.
Do you remember, Felicia, thank you for your call from Oklahoma. Lindsey Vonn, do you remember when you sort of went into hyperdrive on training in a way that really changed your body in a significant way? I don't know. Did you have a skinny teenage period? Did you bust into the full musculature that helped you win all that Olympic medals and World Cups? When was that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I first started off being incredibly skinny, kind of like my sister. You know, I could eat whatever I wanted. I was just rail thin, and I actually got made fun of because I was so skinny. Everyone called me chicken or bones. And
how old were you then?
I was, you know, it was from 11 until 16. Mm-hmm. And then right around 17, I gained a ton of weight, and I just got really puffy and you know, I was working out at the time, and I just joined the U.S. ski team, and, you know, they had me on this high carbohydrate diet, and it just did not sit well with me. You know, my face was really puffy, and no matter how much I trained, I looked, you know, almost bloated all the time. And then my body image went from, you know, being made fun of for being too skinny to getting harsh criticism for being overweight or, you know, not fit enough, even though I was still working out the same, if not more. And my body had just changed. And it wasn't until I turned, you know, 18, 19, that I hired a trainer, and I went to Monaco, and I really hunkered down, and I worked really hard, and it changed a little bit. But you know, my body is interesting. It kept feeling puffy for a long, long time, and it wasn't until recently where I figured out, you know, the more high fat diet and less carbohydrates, that was what worked well for my body, and I slowly saw the puffiness in my face go away, and I finally look as muscular as, you know, as for how many hours I put in the gym, I finally look it. So
are you saying, is it age, or is it training, or is it diet? What do you think's at work there?
I think it's mostly diet. You know, there's so many philosophies of what works and what doesn't. And I hate the word diet because it's not about losing weight.
No, I mean in the sense of what one eats, you know, not.
Yeah, no, eating. I know. Mm-hmm. I don't like saying the word. But, you know, I did the paleo diet. I did, you know, like kind of more of the Atkins diet where it was incredibly high fat and high protein. I did, like I said, the high carbohydrate diet. And it wasn't until I kind of made it my own combination that I really started to lean out. And I'm eating more, you know, of the good fats like avocado and nuts and coconut oil and almond butter. And, you know, I'm still eating carbohydrates, but it's more of the rices and instead of, you know, necessarily the pastas and the breads. And it's choosing the right meals at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so that's really been what I think has helped my body become more lean. You know, and what I talk about in the book is you can't burn fat unless you eat fat. Your body has to become used to using fat as a source of fuel. Mm. You know, if your body's given the opportunity to use carbohydrates, that's the first fuel source it's gonna find and it's gonna go to, which that's not gonna help you burn any fat or lose any of the, you know, puffiness that I experienced. Mm. So I've learned a lot over the last few years, especially, and you know, knowing what you eat and learning what your body needs is so important to being able to take care of it and fuel it right, and so you look and feel your best.
It's kind of amazing how much it takes, even for people who work with their bodies all the time, as you have since you were, a teen on the ski slopes, and in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and you're on with Lindsey Vonn in California.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having my call.
Yes.
I want to, first of all, congratulate Lindsey for bringing up this topic. I'm of two minds. I am the pre-Title IX era, where we were told that sweating was bad. And it's taken me a lot of years to shed that point of view and to enjoy working hard and being proud of who I am. However, what I want to talk about and thank you for is that I have a daughter who struggled with weight her whole life, and she is now in a profession that requires her to be strong. And she has thrown away her scale, She is very mindful of what she eats. She has embraced her strength, and she can do 25 push-ups in a moment and beat her brother, who was also very strong. And she is focusing on her work with children by being mindful of what they eat, to enjoy food, and also to be embrace being powerful and strong.
And how does that work for her in our culture? In, I don't know, with other young women, with young men? Just, is there now a place for that that's not questioned anymore?
It's beginning to be. It's beginning. She won't go to certain stores, okay? She just will not deal with them. Her attitude is, they're wrong, I'm right. She has developed her own way of dressing and her own sort of hairstyle. But she's 30, and it's taken her, I would say, just about this long to get to that point. And while a lot of her friends might complain about having lower back pain and being tired all the time,
yep,
she's got core strength to beat the band, and she can haul around children who are, because of their disabilities, are very heavy and have bad body mass.
And we've got it. A proud mama there looking at her daughter go for the strength path and be happy with it. Lindsey Vonn, what do you hear in that story? Do you see ways in which our culture has really embraced this now? Do you see ways in which it still hasn't? You know, Anne says there are stores her daughter doesn't even go to because she's not going to find the right clothes there, the right fit.
Well, I just want to first say, Anne, I think your daughter is amazing, and I love the story of that she can do more push-ups than the boys. I love that, and you know, to be able to be strong and have the energy to be able to do what she loves to do and help children, I think that's an amazing story, and that's the way it should be. But yeah, there are places that they don't accept, you know, different body types. You know, you do go into stores, and there's a lot of times where I go into stores and they don't even have my size. I'm usually the literally the maximum size that they have in most stores, which is unfortunate, because it shouldn't be that, you know, if you're, you know, over a size 10, you can't wear fashionable things. But I think it's finding the style that works best for you and embracing yourself. And, you know, like Anne said, her daughter has her own hairstyle and her own, you know, fashion style. And it's about being yourself. And you know, obviously not everyone is going to agree with you, but it's the fact that you accept who you are that makes a difference.
Let's get Nancy in Nashville, Tennessee. Nancy, you're on with Lindsey Vonn. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Tom. I love your show. Lindsey, God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you for what you're doing and what you're saying. Tom, I want to take one issue with one thing you said about the, quote, muscular woman's body.
Okay.
She has a woman's body, period. That happens to be whatever it is, muscular, tall, thin.
Yeah, but her whole point is that there's been a sort of a skinny fetish, and that women are now feeling freer. She's certainly saying, if you're strong, go for strong. Do you not see a change there, Nancy?
Totally understand. I totally see a change, and I think the change has to come from within and among us women,
mm-hmm,
to empower each other and to tell each other we're beautiful. I work with a young girl that is absolutely stunning, and she thinks she's hideous because she's a few pounds overweight. And it's just, it's time for this to become a non-issue. And the only way for that to happen is to do exactly what Lindsey's doing in what I do, and told her, you're beautiful, and you're the one who pulls the covers up over your head, you know, over your chin at night. You're living your life. Don't live somebody else's concept of your life, your body. As long as you're healthy, you can be the skinniest person in the world and be incredibly unhealthy. So as long as you're healthy, we just have to empower each other and ignore other comments. Women tend to, when we compare ourselves to other women, we tend to focus on what we lack. And men tend to focus on how they're better than the other guy. women need to change their thought process.
Time for
and
this
we need to help each other do that.
Time for this to be a non-issue and for women to drive that. Nancy in Nashville, I really appreciate your call. We're talking to Lindsay Vonn. She's with us. Her new book is Strong as the New Beautiful. Lindsay, time for this to be a non-issue. Is it a non-issue already?
I don't think it's a non-issue. I think it's becoming less of an issue, but I 100% agree with Nancy. We need to support each other as women and to stop comparing ourselves to each other. I mean, I'm 100% guilty of that. As I said, you know, when I go on the red carpets, I 1,000% compare myself to everyone else. And am I in the same realm as these people? And there's no need to do that. You know, we need to support each other and believe in ourselves and stop comparing ourselves to what we think we should be. We are what we are, and we should love each other for what we are.
Outdoor Magazine talked to you, and they talked about you highlighting muscular female bodies as a subtle celebration. Not you, but they said this is a subtle celebration of the blurring of gender roles, where physical strength is framed less as a masculine trait than as a fresh subcategory of attractive femininity. Do you see this as blurring gender roles or just seeing women in a different way in their own terms?
I just think it's a way of women to look at themselves differently, and I don't think it has anything to do with gender. I just think it's, you know, us accepting what we are and supporting each other. I didn't really intend for it to be, you know, anything compared to having anything to do with gender lines blurring.
Angela in Miami Beach, Florida. Angela, thanks for calling. You're on with Lindsay Vonn.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Lindsay. Great show today.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I grew up in a very matriarchal family, and my grandmother, my mother, always told the girls that you're beautiful, you're strong. I think it's a fabulous message today, Lindsay, that you're sending. And, you know, I follow you on Instagram, and when you do your workouts, it motivates me to get in the gym and do that extra half hour, extra 40 minutes. It's a great message. I think it's fabulous for girls and women. And keep up the great work, and America loves you, Lindsay.
Hey, Angela, what about her workouts inspires you? What is it about Lindsay Vonn's workout, Angela?
Well, they're just, she just pushes herself right to the edge. And when I watch them, I see them on Instagram, it makes you want to be better. She makes you want to be better. So when you get in the gym, you push yourself. So instead of stopping at a particular rep, I honest to God, I think, well, what would Lindsay do? So I finish it out.
Aww. That's awesome. I really appreciate that. I'm so happy that you said that.
Yeah. So you really push yourself. And, you know, strong and being muscular is really gorgeous. And when you see a woman who works out like Lindsay and who's a champion, it motivates you. It totally motivates you.
Wow. Angela in Miami Beach, thanks very much for calling. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Angela.
Yeah. Did you ever feel tension between that body image thing and what you thought it might take to win on the slopes, which we all know you want to do, but did you think, oh, maybe I should back off on those reps because I want to be skinnier?
I wouldn't say I backed off on reps, but I think I backed off on weight. You know, I backed off on, well, you know, if I do this much weight on my back squats, you know, my legs are going to get a little bit bigger. So maybe I just stick with, you know, this lower weight and I'll still be strong, but, you know, I won't quite be as big. And that's what I did that season after I won the Olympic gold medal, is I just didn't push it hard enough, and I was a little bit thinner. You know, it's kind of funny. I was maybe only 5 pounds lighter,
right?
But I didn't win.
Wow. Choices to be made. Lindsay Vonn comes down on the side of strength. Her new book is Strong is the New Beautiful. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Support for On Point and the following message comes from Blue Apron, providing pre-portioned, fresh ingredients with easy recipes delivered to your door. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping at blueapron.com/onpoint. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with downhill skiing superstar Lindsay Vonn about her sport, her life, women's strength, and women's beauty. She's won all kinds of skiing competitions. You've seen it for years, Olympic gold, and right on the winningest male or female on the biggest of counts these days. She's out with a new book, Strong as the New Beautiful, Embrace Your Natural Beauty, Eat Clean, and Harness Your Power. We'll look more at what she's recommending there. She joins us today from NPR West in Culver City, California, you can join us as well. Should we dump the diets and focus on being something more than thin, on being strong? And what's your question for Lindsey Vonn on health, on body image, on fitness, skiing, on what makes beauty now? And when body shaming and hot reaction to that are on even the presidential stage, do we need a new idea of beauty? Lindsey Vonn said when she won the Olympic medal, maybe when she got together with Tiger Woods, and that's kind of more of that athlete and beyond celebrity culture, her body image took a hit. Here she was with Tiger Woods on the red carpet back in 2013 at the Met Gala in New York, confirming the rumor that the champion skier and champion golfer were an item. Here was SNTV, the sports news service, breaking the big story.
They officially announced it back in March, but golfer Tiger Woods and skier Lindsey Vonn made their first public appearance on Monday at the Met Gala in New York. Vonn looked as comfortable as ever on the red carpet, despite recovering from knee surgery following a season-ending crash in February.
Maybe look comfortable, but Lindsey Vonn says in her book that behind that smile, she was looking at all the skinny folks on that red carpet and wondering about it. She seems to have gotten over that. Here's a video from the 2016 Sports Illustrated photo shoot. Vonn turns to the camera here, laughing off the awkwardness of standing naked for hours while three women paint on a bathing suit. Here, painting her rump as she leans over a table.
This is totally normal right here. Totally normal.
Totally normal. Lindsey, I guess you've gotten over the red carpet body image issue. Totally normal. Totally normal.
I was trying to make a joke out of it because they're literally painting
awkward.
My butt. Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely have to be comfortable with yourself when someone's painting your whole entire body, yeah. The entire thing. So, but it was fun. You know, it was nice that it was three women. They were so gracious and fun to work with, and they made me feel beautiful, and I really appreciated that.
Painting a bathing suit on there. What about the Tiger Woods years and the red carpet? You know, you sort of doubled up on the celebrity front then. Tiger's a lean guy, I guess, over most of time. Did he have any advice on this, or did you look at how he handled body image, or did he not have them as a famous male athlete? He just didn't think about it.
No, guys don't really think about body image, you know, especially athletes. They're strong and they're muscular, and that's what they're supposed to be, you know, in society. And everyone thinks that they're, you know, like Greek gods, and they basically are. I mean, most athletes look incredible, especially the male athletes. And I think that's what we find most attractive about athletes. But
Don't most female athletes look pretty incredible, too? In their own way, Greek gods?
Yeah, no, they do, but it's the way we view them. Mm-hmm. You know, men are supposed to be big and strong and muscular as athletes, and women, females as athletes, that's what we have to be too, but we're not looked at in such a positive light necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not viewed as these Greek gods. We're viewed as, you know, just being bigger women and not necessarily the most ideal body type. Whereas male athletes, that is the ideal body type.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I mean, I wonder if that's changing at a time when women are so active in athletics and dominating in so many ways. Dawn in Dayton, Ohio. Dawn, you're on the air with Lindsey Vonn. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Lindsey. I sort of had two quick questions. The first was, did you feel like, or do you feel like you're getting backlash from people who are saying, oh, well, you're an athlete and you're beautiful and you're strong, and, you know, who are you to tell someone who's never been an athlete to be strong, or who's never been viewed as strong, that, well, that's what's considered beautiful, not being skinny. Don't worry about that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, to say to someone, it's okay if you're heavy, it's okay if you're short, it's okay if you're not thin, just be strong. Because it's like, well, that's not exactly how society speaks. So, I mean, are people sort of coming after you like, well, it's easy for you to say because you are all those things, you know?
Lindsey?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like people there's a small group of people that are saying, well, you know, it is easy for you to say it because you are strong and you are beautiful, and, you know, I don't believe this whole insecurity, you know, talk. And that frustrates me. You know, some people that are close to me even say that, you know, I can't believe that you're insecure. There's no way that that's possible. And, it is possible. That's how I feel. You know, it's my image of myself. And, you know, I'm not, the thing is with this book, I'm not preaching that, you know, I'm the ideal body type or that, you know, strong is, you know, necessarily the ideal body type, but it's embracing yourself and treating yourself right and, you know, going to the gym and being healthy and, you know, eating what your body needs. That's what it's all about. You know, I'm not, definitely not saying that strong is the only body type, but I feel like for me, I am happy being strong and I'm beautiful, and beautiful and strong go are not mutually exclusive.
In an age of empowerment, or at least that goal, in an age of just straight up women being powerful, maybe beauty travels right along with it. Certainly does with Lindsay Vonn. She says it should for more. Dawn, thanks for your call. David in Shelburne, Vermont. David, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Lindsay. I'm having my own personal driveway moment listening to this broadcast. Lindsay, it was so great to hear you talk about the change in, you use the word diet, which I also don't like. I call it an eating plan. I went through a similar transformation in the last 6 months, dropping all refined carbohydrates, going to proteins, healthy fats, and complex or slow carbs. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit in terms of how you found that transformation and what it's done for you.
Oh, well, congratulations. I love hearing that. I mean, the thing is, I didn't really understand the way fats and carbohydrates work and how they work as fuel until just recently. And so, you know, switching to the avocados and the nuts and the almond butters and the coconut oils, you know, that's all good fat. And if your body, like I said earlier in the show, if you give your body, you know, carbohydrates or fat, your body is going to use carbohydrates first as a source of fuel. But if you get your body to adjust to using fats as fuel, you will burn fat and actually become more efficient. You actually produce more oxygen by when your body uses fat as fuel as opposed to carbohydrates. So I think for me, that was the most important thing to learn and, you know, not always be looking for the non-fat or low-fat items, you know, trying to go for, you know, the more natural foods and like avocado and nuts and stop snacking on bars and, you know, protein shakes and things like that. You know, it's keeping things simple, you know, vegetables, protein, fats, all things that are plenty available, yeah. You know, not finding just things that, you know, are laying around the house, which I tend to do. I used to do that all the time. You know, whatever was there in a box, I was
eating
it.
Yeah. You and millions of other people. David, thanks for your call. One more from Augusta, Georgia. Brian, you're on with Lindsay Vonn in California.
Hi, Tom. Great show. And hello, Lindsay. Great job in all your endeavors and sports. I want to just you're welcome. I just want to echo everything all your callers have said about body type and women's issues. They're absolutely right. I'm a triathlon coach in Augusta, Georgia. I coach elite age groupers and the average triathlete, and I can't agree more about body image and the issues that women and some men face. And I just want to say that your diet choices and going to the high fat, moderate protein, low carb, and whole grain carbs is the absolute way to go. And I coach my athletes the same way. And everyone is so ingrained that the high carb diet for athletics is the way to go. And what I see every day is women that can run and swim and bike amazing distances, yet they are 10, 20, 30 pounds overweight, and everyone looks at them saying that they are not athletic, and I can argue that they are extremely athletic, and I believe it's just our commercial diets that are keeping weight on that makes people think that they're unhealthy and overweight, when truly they are very athletic, and it's all diet-related. So I just want to say, great job on your transformation, great job on the book, and great job on getting some good information out to the women and the women athletes in our country.
Brian,
well,
I appreciate your call. Yeah, thank you, Brian. Was it hard, Lindsay, that shift in diet?
No, I mean, it was just learning to make the right choices. It was more of a, you know, it was more of making it a habit. And, you know, the more, the healthier you eat, the cleaner you eat, when you do splurge, because we all splurge, mm-hmm, you know, when I'm mm-hmm. having a huge froyo loaded with sugar, you know, I actually feel terrible. And the more you get into that routine of, you know, associating those high sugar items and feeling bad, you're less likely to make those choices. You know, the cleaner you eat, the healthier you are, the healthier you feel. And you're just going to make those choices as a habit because that's what your body needs and that's what you feel good eating.
Strength as the ideal here. And you've got a diagram here where Lindsay's in sort of workout gear, ready to go. Getting strong will get you healthy. And you say it'll increase hormones that make hair and skin healthier, improve sleep quality, lower stress, suppress cravings, control blood sugar, increase immunity, boost fat-burning hormones, strengthen bones and joints. I mean, it's like nothing but upside as long as you don't overdo it, I guess.
Well, I mean, everything in moderation. And, you know, that's one thing I say in the book, too, is that, you know, you are going to splurge. You know, of course, you want to make the right choices and eat healthy. But, you know, nothing is off limits. You still, you know, everyone needs chocolate now and again. But, you know, it is all upsides. I feel so much better. And, you know, my hair is better. My nails are better, even though I bite them. You know, everything since I've been making these choices and since I started eating all those, you know, good fats, I've noticed a huge shift in not just the way my body looks, but feels, and my hair, you know, like I said, my hair, my face, everything is just so much healthier.
One more from Augusta, Georgia. Ann is calling. Hi, Ann. You're on the air with Lindsay.
You started with the wheel, and now you don't have to even put your foot on the brake.
Ann, can you hear me? You're on the air, Ann.
Ann.
Oh, hello. I think Ann's in another conversation. See, Ann, next time, Ann. Sorry about that. Let's get Mark in Miami, Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom and Lindsay. Thank you.
Hi, yeah.
Lindsay, I'm a motorcycle racer with a 5-year-old daughter that is just the picture of tenacity. And I love her to death, and I love the fact that she is the way that she is. Learned how to ride bicycles at 3 years old with no training wheels, yellow belt, and jiu-jitsu. And the reason I'm saying that is from early on, I was very conscious of this issue that women have where beauty is elevated to the most important thing in the world. And I wanted to try and keep my daughter from falling into the pit that you've so successfully come out of, I guess, or pulled yourself out of this concept. And one of the hardest things that I have is that day in and day out from every stranger, family member, or friend, I realize that she heard every day, oh, how beautiful, hi, beautiful, in the everything that everybody ever says to her. And if you're a 5-year-old trying to figure out what's important in the world and 10 times a day from everyone you hear how beautiful you are, naturally it's going to go to the top of the list, and that's not counting media and everything else pushing that message. So what I've resorted to doing, and I'd love your take on this, is I say thank you because they're trying to be nice. But she's incredibly tenacious, and I'm so proud because she's gotten to the point that she says it herself. She says, cutest for bunnies, I'm tenacious, and you can see in her eyes that she's getting it.
You're talking with one tenacious woman
that.
Right here. Oh, boy.
That's awesome. That sounds like me, exactly. Yeah, I think that's an awesome way to approach it. You know, you are right. You know, we associate, whether consciously or subconsciously, we use the term beautiful all the time, and we associate, you know, certain things with that word as well. So it's difficult. You know, I don't have children, so I can't, you know, 100% tell you, but, you know, I think your approach is right on, and it's not about, you know, it's associating yourself with your own best attributes, you know, being tenacious or being strong or being, you know, hardworking, you know, whatever it is, it's praising them for the things that they are accomplishing and not necessarily how they look. You know, it's about the skill and about the job and about what they're doing right, not about how they look doing it.
And still, sooner or later, in some kind of context, we have our own version of the red carpet, where this idea of beauty remains a strong one. As Mark says, people, you know, raise it all the time. Can you picture a time, Lindsay, when maybe the ideal of beauty is more universally changed, where that red carpet's going to be full of, you know, women with shoulders, women with biceps, women with legs that can win in skiing competition and a lot more. Might that just change with the cultural sense of what the ideal should be and just what women are doing in the world?
I think it will change. I think it is changing. You know, I feel like the one time I feel really comfortable on the red carpet is at the ESPYs.
The sports show-off time.
Yeah, exactly. I feel so comfortable, and you see so many different types of women and men. You know, you see basketball players and, you know, triathletes and, you know, snowboarders and skiers and tennis players. And then we're all mixed in with actors and actresses. And I feel comfortable there. And I think that that type of scenario on a red carpet will eventually get to the mainstream.
Ideals of beauty that include plenty of strength. Lindsey Vonn writes about it in her new book, Strong is the New Beautiful, Embrace Your Natural Beauty, Eat Clean, and Harness Your Power. She joined us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Lindsey, thank you so much for being with us today. That was just terrific.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks to all the callers again. It was a great, great conversation. I loved it.
Listeners, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.